number two, Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5, The Game on this Friday morning. Don't forget, you can stream us from anywhere. Download the Game Nashville app. That's a way to do it. It's free and easy. Enable your Alexa skill, Google Home, and ask it to play 102.5 The Game. Or you can live stream from our website, which is thegamenashville.com. We've talked some this week about the UAH program, Alabama Huntsville Division I hockey program, and they are in dire straits. And we're going to head down to Huntsville. We're going to talk to Steve Moulton, who is the program director for 97.7 The Zone down there. Steve, how you doing?
I'm good, guys. Appreciate the time. Hope y'all are doing well. Hope your families are doing well.
Thank you. We are, and the same to you. So what's going on with the hockey program? I'm just going to generically ask you to kind of set up what we've been reading and talking about all week down in your neck of the woods.
I'll see if I can't cram about 8 years' worth of topics into maybe about a minute here for you. So the same time that the UAB football program shut down 8 years ago, the UAH hockey program also shut down. There was obviously an uproar back then, just like there was for UAB football. But the money that was supposedly raised to kickstart the program for the hockey program, of the $1 million that was raised, only 30% was collected. And at least from past conversations with the previous athletic director, E.J. Brophy, who's no longer there, and the current athletic director, and Cade Smith, who just took over. He was an interim AD last year and now is the full-time AD this year. He told me that the best year that they had in collecting money, donations-wise, to keep the program alive was $289,000, and the program needs $1.5 million per year. So it is in the University of Alabama system, along with UAB and University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa, but the board just got tired of stroking a check year by year because the program was not sustainable, and that's why that, coupled with the WCHA closing their doors after next year as well, to be an independent Division I hockey program, I tell you guys, it didn't seem sustainable for me moving forward, but they were certainly raising the funds and trying to keep it alive right now.
Where are they trying? What is their goal, and isn't today their deadline? Tell us where they are with that right now. I've seen where they've raised, what, over $400,000 to this point?
Correct. In fact, it's 461 as I'm refreshing the GoFundMe page, but that doesn't include a couple of big money donors that we have here in the area that have pledged around $300,000 collectively themselves. So they needed $750,000 by the close of business today, and I think they're going to get there because they're only, what, about $39,000 away. So it looks like that's going to save the program.
So is this just simply about money? Is this a culture thing when it comes to the school and figuring out ways around getting to this point every 5 to 8 years or whatever the proper time frame is? Is it just simply money, or is there other things in play?
It feels like there's some other things in play too, but this is, I mean, for all intents and purposes, a Division II program. I've called UAH Charger hockey in the past, and I still currently call UAH basketball, and I've done that for 15 years, but they're a D2 program that plays in the Gulf South Conference, and it is a D2 program that has a Division I hockey program. So it's a case where the program entirely has a budget of around $8 million, and they need $1.5 million of that to run the hockey program. But to answer your question, there is a little bit of strife, I'll say, between the other sports for hockey being Division I, and the fact that their travel needs. I think it was 2 years ago, guys, that they went on a 3-week road trip, went to Minnesota and then Alaska, I mean, if you think about it, 3 weeks, it's 21 days of hotel rooms, of meals, of travel. I mean, that can add up big time.
No doubt. Steve, you know we're a flagship station for the Predators. We talk a lot of hockey on this show. And, you know, we have people that come. We talk to people all the time at Bridgestone Arena that have made the trek from Huntsville to come up and see the Predators play. We're familiar with the team, has been there before. How is it received? So we're fully aware of the program here in Nashville, but how is it truly received by the public in Huntsville? Are they all behind this? Do they sell out all their games? I mean, how is that dynamic in Huntsville?
I wish I could sugarcoat it for you, but I'm not. And it's got a lot to do with lack of communication to this city. This is an engineering town. We've got NASA here and people that kind of have structured out their time. But UIH has not done a very good job in promoting when the home games are at home. I'll tell you the last box score that I saw, and I call Huntsville Havoc hockey games, which is a single-A SPHL team, and they average over 4,000 a game. And the last box score of this past season, and I believe it too, not all box scores are equal. I think we all know that fact, was it said a little over 800 was in attendance of that game, and that might be a tad generous. So, yeah, there is a ground well of support to bring it back, but UIH is going to need to do a heck of a lot better in advertising when these games are, or else we're going to be in this same boat this time next year.
That's a really interesting point, Steve, and I really hope, I think there's so many people in the hockey world right now that look at this in this region and say this program is essential to keep going, to have a program of that level in our region. It's worth trying to save, but I think you're raising some points for the long term here if they can get through this, and hopefully this rally of support will keep it alive, but maybe it's a good time to sort of reset things and look and try to figure out how to sustain it long term. Let's hope that the leadership is thinking that way.
I agree wholeheartedly, and with the fact that the WCHA is shutting down after this next year, certain teams like Bemidji, Bowling Green, Ferris State, Lake Superior have kind of formed their own, the CCHA, moving forward. I think a good fit for this team would be Atlantic Hockey, and they're kind of holding out hope themselves to add in another school, but I think they're trying to wait on the Navy hockey team, which is currently a club team, to bring them in because that's got the Air Force and Armies and Holy Cross and Niagara's of the world in that conference. So I think to be independent is not, boy, it's hard to predict the future about anything with these programs, especially under the current conditions we're all in right now. But if they don't land in a conference, it's going to be hard to be sustainable moving forward. And I hope maybe Atlantic Hockey would be a good home for them. I just don't know if they want them.
We're talking about University of Alabama Huntsville hockey. It's the highest level of hockey that's played anywhere near our listening area here. I'm looking at the GoFundMe page right now. They've raised $463,000. So if you're interested in this, if you love hockey, and maybe you can relate because Nashville was in this boat about a little over a decade ago trying to sustain and keep it alive, and we see what can happen if some people rally and do it. So as we look ahead here, or maybe let's look back before we look ahead, and because I think it's a great story. Like I think that's the first thing I thought of is when I was first introduced to there's a top level hockey program right down the road in Huntsville. You always say, well, how did that start? But I guess about 41 years ago is when they started the program. Can you give us a little bit of history of how it got started and why it got started?
Well, it got started as a club team and with just kind of a groundwell of support. And as I mentioned, this is an engineering town. There's a lot of money in this community. And there was some high-dollar boosters that graduated from UIH that wanted the sports programs. There were all the sports programs at UAH started off at, as club teams. And then the move into Division II took place, and Doug Ross was the head coach from 1982 to 2007 and went to the NCAA tournament a handful of times and won the Division II national championship in 96 and in 98, and has produced several players that have played in the NHL, as well as the minor league hockey affiliations, as well as the SPHL that the Huntsville Havoc play in. So there's a big tradition here of UAH hockey. There's no doubt about it, and there is a ground well of support. I'm just hoping that UAH can do a better job promoting this sport moving forward. And I think the big problem, again, is not being able to get into a conference, because right now the only independent in hockey in Division I is Arizona State, but they've got that Pac-12 dollars to bankroll themselves, while UAH is a Division II program with a Division I hockey program.
Do you feel, because we know tennis has been affected by this, so, you know, even if enough money is raised to keep the lights on, as one article said, for the hockey team, do you think that the overall athletic program is going to be able to survive this? No telling how long it's going to last?
For the tennis program, you mean?
No, just athletics overall at UAH, because, I mean, they're cutting 25% of their budget, or at least that's what they want to do.
Yeah, I think sports in particular at UAH is going to survive this. I really do. I think there is enough people here locally that have gotten egg on their face a little bit, of kind of a swift kick in the fanny every once in a while will make them open up their checkbooks a little bit more and be sustainable, because it does not look good on our community, the fact that this is happening on a national level, and we're seeing everybody kind of know what's going on here, which has been a pretty long kept secret of the fact that this program has just been hemorrhaging money over the last 7 years, and it's finally come to roost, and with all the factors involving, including not performing all that well on the ice, has not helped this situation at all. So I think sports is salvageable at UAH. I certainly hope so, because I've got 15 years invested in it. So I think there's enough support here locally that will sustain UAH athletics moving forward.
So, and you just kind of alluded to this, the program not winning a lot. So let's say all of that happens, they were able to save it this time and they turn it around and they become a winning program. You brought up the attendance earlier of 800 being generous. I mean, is that going to be enough? Do you think people are going to jump in, similar to what happened with the Predators, of the Predators get saved and then all of a sudden the light switch flipped and it changed and people started supporting the team? And now, of course, they're contending in the playoffs just about every year. Do you see that being the case when it comes to support there at UAH?
Well, it does depend on recruiting. Recruiting is the lifeblood of any sport on any level. And $1.5 million is kind of lowballing it. It actually needs to be up around $2 million if you want to compete with the big boys of college hockey. I mean, if you really wanted to compete at the highest level of programs like Boston College or Boston University or whatever the case may be, North Dakota comes to mind as well. I think you're going to have to just step up and make sure you have the right coach in place. But yeah, I do think if you have the right person in charge, and especially with this community, I mean, we see basically a Class A hockey team in the SPHL and the Huntsville Havoc average over 4,000 in a building that holds 6,000. So it's absolutely possible moving forward.
If people are listening to this right now and they would like to help out, how could they do so?
I think the best way would be the GoFundMe page, GoFundMe.com, and it's the UAH hockey team. Keep the dream alive and tradition alive. And right now it's, as you mentioned, over $463,000. In fact, it's kind of nudging $464,000, as the goal of half a million seems very attainable, but they're trying to get to that number by the close of business today, which is just about 4 hours, 4.5 hours away right now. So that would be the best way to contribute, would be the GoFundMe page.
Good insight. Thanks for doing this. Really appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
No problem.
That is Steve Moulton. He is the program director, 97.7 The Zone down in Huntsville, and we do appreciate him lending a little insight on the UAH Hockey Chargers program, which are in dire straits. They need to raise money, as you just heard in that interview, and they are trying to get to their goal by end of business today. So you can go to the GoFundMe account if you would like to help out. You've heard us talk so much on the show about Free Business Friday. It is Friday, so I want to pass along that Brain Blast Entertainment is bringing back the best in-live trivia, which, oh, by the way, we'll have trivia in the final hour of today's show. Survey time and bingo to locations near you. They are excited to be back hosting their weekly events at several locations and hope to be back at all and have all their shows soon. Search Brain Blast Trivia on Facebook and Twitter for show updates and daily clues. And don't forget to check out their website, BrainBlastEntertainment.com. That's Brain Blast, the very best in family-friendly live entertainment. More of Darren, Donnick, and Chase next.